still unopened packages of flambin traps. Sigh. But I don't want to hurt any flambils, Monty whispered with himself. I like to see all Snot's picky nose caught in a flambil trap, picturing him giggle. But he stopped when he suddenly heard a clattering squeak coming from behind the boxes of stinging pickle. Pushing one aside, he saw a dusty, pink, furry, apple-sized creature cowering in the shadows. It had cat-like ears, mouse-like eyes, and a short, fluffy tail. Oh my! You're a flambils, all right? I know you can't help it. You need loud. You need food, just like everybody else. Don't worry. No one's going to hurt you. Monty gently scooped up the flambil, held it up against his apron, and stroked his soft head. The flambil gave a little gurgling purr. Oh, goodness. You have got to keep hiding from all